Welcome to Talks from the Bible. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. 2 Timothy 3, 1-4. The last days see the birth of the church and a grievous time of testing for the church. We see in this passage of Scripture the vast arsenal of the devil and the various schemes which are used by him to captivate the hearts of men. Traitor denotes a betrayer. Judas Iscariot, a disciple of Christ, is known as the traitor. Luke 6:16. The last days would be a time when many would forsake Christ and the church. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4:1. We see in our time many who leave their first love. Revelation 2:4. Those who are heady are reckless and rash. Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, ye ought to be quiet and to do nothing rashly. Acts 19:36. The advice given is to think carefully before making a decision. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise. Ephesians 5:15. The heady will be brought to their own ruin, for they give no concern for the consequences. The ancient question of the prophet was, "What will ye do in the end thereof?" Jeremiah 5:31. The heady give no thought to the end. The high-minded are those who are lifted up, are puffed up with themselves. The same word is given, "Lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil." 1 Timothy 3:6. We are warned to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Romans 12:3. Lovers of pleasure are those who are given to sensual pleasure. They seek to serve lust rather than serve God. They are worldly minded rather than heavenly minded. Jesus taught that the pleasures of this world are one of the thorns that choke the word, that it brings no fruit to perfection. Luke 8:14. The word from heaven is, "Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." James 4:4. This is Satan's test of all that is good and godly. The last days are a challenging time for the people of God. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.